Hello again, friends, and welcome to another audio tutorial for Inclusive Android. This is Warren Carr, and today I'll be taking a look at the Google Now launcher and try to clarify a few of the misconceptions or misunderstandings of this great, great launcher. In my opinion, probably the best launcher a blind person can use. And that's just my opinion. Now, I have installed, the Google launcher on my phone, and I have created folders on my home screen. I have probably about 16 or so folders on my home screen, starting from the top. I've got
folder audiobook players, folder Bible versions, folder browsers file browsers, folder communication, folder digital recorders, folder ebook readers, folder Google, folder messaging, folder MISC, folder money, folder navigation, folder OCR, folder radio TV, folder word processing.
As you can tell, I prefer my things organized and liking everything on one home screen instead of multiple home screens. But this is intended to show you what this launcher can and cannot do. When you long press an app or folder and you drag it toward the top of the screen on the left hand, you're going to hear a move. And then to the right of that, if you move your finger, slide it toward the right, you'll hear uninstall. So let me give you an example. Let's find something here that I've installed that's sitting on my dock. What do we have?
Cortana Mic.
Let's say I want to get
tap
rid
to select
of this.
Tap and hold to long press. Custom actions. Remove. Move item. Apps. Phone. DW dialer.
Tap
to select. Tap and hold to long press.
So
custom actions.
I long press on this.
Long press. Move to favorites position 1.
I'm going to go up. You're going to hear it say remove.
Add to folder. Move to row 2. Remove.
Now I hold my finger there and I'm going to move slightly to the right.
Row 1, column 3. Uninstall.
Uninstall. I'm going to move back to the left.
Remove.
Remove. Now let's move to the right again.
Uninstall.
Let's go back to the left again.
Remove.
There we go. Remove. If I don't let go of it there and I bring my finger back to the dock area where I got this from, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go all the way back down to the dock area.
Add to folder.
I'm just
radio.
Skipping.
Move to favorites position 1.
And
DW dialer
still there. Now, if I move it to remove and let go, it would be gone. Now, if I move it to the right of the remove, which would be the uninstall, my DW contact dialer would be uninstalled. So that's how you move things on the home screen. Now, if I want to add it to a folder, when you move it around and you come across a folder, and if you hold it there for a little bit longer, that folder would automatically open so you can drop it in. Now, if you don't let go and keep moving, then you'll jump out of that folder and move to the next folder. Let's use the DW contact icon for example again. Let's find that.
DW dialer.
So I'm going to long press
tap
on
to
that.
Tap and hold to long press. Long, move to favorites position 1.
Okay, I'm moving.
Create folder. Move to row 4. Move to row 4, column 4. Move to row 4, column 3. Move to row 4, column 2. Move to row 4, column 1. Move to row 4, column. Add to folder. Money. Folder opened. 3x3.
Add to folder. Money. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to go up.
Folder closed. Move to row 1, column 2. Move to row 1, column 3. Add to folder. Communication. Folder opened. 3x3.
If I let go here in communications, then it is dropped right here in my communications folder, and my communications folder remains open. Now, look in here, I got
Skype, Philips,
and things like that. Now, I can hold it down here and take it back out to the dock area where I got it from. Let's do that.
DW Dyer. Long press DW Dyer.
I'm going to move my finger toward the bottom near the dock area.
Folder closed. Add to folder, radio TV. Folder opened, 4x4. Folder closed. Create, move to favorites position 1.
There you go.
Home screen 1 of 2.
I let go of it. Now it's right there.
DW dialer. Phone, apps. Cortana Mic.
This is all
camera.
My dock area. Now that's long pressing on an app. I can long press on that DW dialer and move it clear to the right edge, which would automatically advance me to home screen 2, and I can move it farther to the edge of the phone while on home screen 2, and that will automatically create a new home screen, in which case it'll be home screen 3. Let's try that theory. Okay, here's the DW contact dialer.
DW dialer. Long press, move to favorites position 1.
I'm going to go to the right edge of the phone.
Move to row 4, column 4. Home screen 2 of 2. New home screen page.
Oh, I held it too long. I held it too long, and it went all the way to home screen
DW dialer.
3. See,
Google
so
search.
Now I'm on home screen 3. So watch.
Home screen 1 of 3.
1. Then let's go to home screen.
Cortana, Vancouver. Home screen 2 of 3.
Home screen 2. And then there's
DW dialer.
Home screen 3. Now, watch this. If I drag it back to the left edge of the phone, it will take me to home screen 2, and the home screen 3 would be eliminated. However, if I like, I can move it around here and put it up to whatever position I want on home screen 3.
DW dialer. Long prep. Move to row 4, column 4. Move to row 2. DW dialer.
Okay.
Move to row 2, column 3.
I'm going to go all the way to the left edge.
Move to row 3, column 1. Home screen 2 of 3. Move to row 3, column 3. Move to row 2, column 3.
See that?
Create folder with Tesla in red.
Create folder with Tesla.
Create folder with Zools Viewer.
Create one with Zools.
Create folder with Today Calendar.
I'm moving it around the icons that I have on home screen 2.
Create folder with Vox Docs. Create folder with Nova Launcher. Create folder with Greenify. Create folder with Cheap Flights. Create folder with Wagon Music. Create folder with Anymote Smart Remote. Create folder with Access Note. Create folder with Ringiversia. Create folder with Cortana.
So, let's say I want to create a folder with Cortana. I'll just let go here.
Home screen 2 of 2.
And a folder.
Folder.
Is created that is just called Folder. Now, I could go in here by tapping
folder. Folder opened 2x1.
And in this folder, I got
DW dialer. Cortana.
All right. At the bottom of all of that, it's an edit field that I can give this folder a name.
DW dialer. Edit box. A named folder.
And right
tap
now,
tap to enter text. Unnamed. Tap and hold to long press.
Now, one can try, or rather, one can put whatever name they want here. But I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to grab, you know, DW dialer out of here by long pressing on it.
DW dialer. Long press DW dialer.
I'm going to move it to...
Folder closed. Move to row 4, column. Move to favorites position 1.
And drop it right here where
home screen
it was.
2 of 2.
Now, if I explore...
Cortana.
My Cortana is back by itself alone. That is doing the long press and moving an icon or moving a folder around on the screen. Now, while we're here, let's try the invocation of the LCM, the local context menu. So I'll find the DW contact dialer.
DW dialer.
And I'm going to invoke my LCM. And in this case, I've done mine by swiping left and right. There
alert
we go.
Local context menu, showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
Now here, it says showing items 1 of 2.
Local context menu. Navigation settings.
There's navigation settings.
Custom actions.
And then
tap to select.
Custom actions. And that's what we want. So we tap on custom actions.
Alert cancel. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Tapping on custom action, we have 3 items. And here are the 3 items.
Remove.
There's remove.
Tap to select. Uninstall.
Let's uninstall.
Tap
of course,
to select.
That will uninstall the app.
Move item.
Or
tap to
move
select.
Item. That's the last one. So I'm going to move the item. So I tap here.
Home screen 2 of 2. DW dialer.
Now here's the beauty of using the LCM. When I tap on that, my finger's not touching the phone right now. But watch this. If I put my finger anywhere on the phone, listen.
Move to row 4, column 3.
I'm going to move my finger
tap
up.
Move to row 4, create folder with Cortana.
I'm going
to
move to the
tap
left
to
of that.
Create folder with Ringiversia.
I'm going
to
move
tap to
the
select.
Left of that.
Create folder with Access Note. Create folder with any mode smart remote.
Gonna go up.
Create folder with YG Music.
Go right.
Create folder with Tesla and Red.
Go right.
Create folder with Zool's Viewer.
Go right.
Create folder with Today Calendar.
Go up.
Create folder with Vox Docs.
Go left.
Tap to select. Create folder with Nova Launcher.
Go left.
Create folder with Cheap Flights. Create folder with Cortana.
The
Move to row 4 top. Create folder with Cortana. Move to row 4 top.
The Tap only to thing, however, with this is that it would not
move to row 4 column 4.
Let you go to
new home screen page.
New home screen page by just dragging your finger to the left or to the right of the screen. You have to swipe from right to left
with two fingers.
And now I can touch anywhere here.
Move to row 1, column 1. Move to row 1, column 2. Move to row 1, column 3. Move to row 1, column 4.
I'm going to go down.
Tap to select. Move to row 2, column 4.
Go left.
Move to row 2, column 3.
Go left.
Move to row 2, column 2.
Go left.
Move to row 2, column 1.
Go down.
Move to row 3, column 1.
Go right.
Move to row 3, column 2.
Go right.
Move to row 3, column 3.
Go right.
Move to row 3, column 4.
Go down.
Move to row 4, column 4.
Go left.
Move to row 4, column 3.
Go left.
Move to row 4, column 2.
Go left.
Move to row 4, column 1.
Now, if I don't want to create a home screen 3, all I can do is just swipe with two fingers from left to right to get rid of that home screen, and I'll be back on home screen 2. So I'm back on home screen 2.
Create folder with Ringiversia. Home screen 2 of 2. Tap to select. Create folder with Zool's Viewer. Create folder with Tesla.
So as you can see, the action is still holding on. I'm going to swipe to home screen 1. All right.
Home screen 1 of 2.
And what?
Add to folder, OCR. Add to folder, navigation. Add to folder, money. Add to folder, MISC. Add to folder, digital recorders. Add to folder, ebook readers. Add to folder, Google. Add to folder, messaging. Add to folder, navigation.
Now I don't even remember where we took it from.
Tap to select. Add to folder, word processing. Add to folder, radio TV. Add to move to row 4, column 4.
There's an empty space here. So let's say I want it here. All I have to do. Let's say we want to add it into.
Move to row 4, column 4. Add to folder, OCR. Add to folder, navigation.
Let's say one add it to.
Add to folder, OCR.
To OCR.
Tap to select.
And all you have to do is.
Item added to folder. Tap. Home screen 1 of 2.
And it says, item added to folder. The only thing I wish it would have said was item added to folder OCR. That would have been perfect. But as it is still a great, very beautiful thing. All right, let's go in here and find it.
Folder OCR. Folder opened 3x3. DW Dialer.
There.
KNFB Reader. DW Dialer.
Now, if I want to take
it
out of
here. Tap
to select.
Tap and hold to long press. Custom actions. Remove. Uninstall. Move item. Move to home screen.
We have several items, several things we can do here. We can move it around here to different positions within the folder. For instance, if I long
DW Dialer. Tap to select. Tap and hold to long
it.
Press. Custom. Long press DW Dialer.
And watch, I'm going to go up. See, it moves it, but it doesn't tell me where it's moving it in that position. Now I'm going to let go. Now I'm going to invoke now the LCM and see the difference.
DW Dialer.
All right. Let's invoke the LCM and see
alert
the
local
difference.
Context menu. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
Let's go find custom action.
Navigation settings. Custom actions. Alert cancel.
Now,
showing
in
items
custom
1 to 4
actions,
4.
We need to find move item.
Move to home screen. Move item. Home screen 1 of 2.
Now,
DW Dialer.
I'm still in the OCR folder. Watch.
Move to position 2.
Move to position
tap
2.
Tap to select. Move to position 1.
Move to position 1.
Tap to select. Move to position 4.
Move to position
tap
4.
Tap to select. Move to position 5. Move to position 6.
What if I go
tap to
where it is sitting? Let's see.
Move to position 9.
Ah.
Move to position 8. Move to position 7.
Let's say I want to move it
tap to, select.
To 7.
Item moved.
Says item moved. Now,
DW Dialer.
I have D Dialer there. And if I go to the place where that one was, I'll find what was sitting on position 7, which would be
KNFB Reader.
KNFB Reader.
Tap to select. Tap and hold to long press. Custom
I'm
actions.
Move
remove.
KNFB Reader.
Move to home screen.
Back to position 7. So I'm going to invoke the LCM, local context menu.
Alert local context menu. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
All right. Let's go down and find
local
custom
context
actions.
Menu. Navigation settings. Custom actions. Alert cancel. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4.
There are four items. Of course, we got
remove.
Remove.
Uninstall.
Uninstall.
Move item.
Move item.
Move to home screen.
And move to home screen.
Tap to select.
Now.
Move item.
I'm going to tap to select. Move item.
Home screen 1 of 2. KNFB reader.
Now I'm going to move it to position 7.
Move to position 5. Move to position 4. Move to position 7.
Let go. Or tap
there. Item moved.
Now.
KNFB reader.
And now on position 9 that I got DW dialer from.
Smart dock scanner. Edit box, OCR, smart dock scanner, DW dialer.
I'm back to DW dialer. Now, if I want to move it now to, say, a home screen.
DW dialer.
Find DW dialer again. Now let's invoke the LCM.
Alert local context menu, showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
Let's go down and find custom actions.
Navigation settings, custom actions. Alert cancel.
Now, let's go down and find move to home screen.
Uninstall. Move item. Move to home screen.
Tap on
home screen
it.
1 of 2.
Now,
DW dialer.
I am now.
Window closed. Item moved.
That has now been moved to a home screen, and it moves it to whatever empty spot you have on the home screen. For instance, in front of my word processing folder, which is toward the bottom of my phone, I have 2 spaces left. So that DW contacts dialer is going to be on one of those rows. So let's find out.
Folder, radio, TV, folder, word processing.
I'm going right.
DW dialer.
There we go. It's right there. Now, in this case, it didn't ask me as to where I would want to put it on the home screen. It simply moved it to the home screen to the available empty spot that it found, just like it would be if I were installing something from the Play Store and it dumps itself off on the home screen, it's going to place itself on the empty spot that is available in order. So I'm going to move my DW contact dialer now back to its position, which was on the favorites dock. And I'm going to long press on it. Or
DW
I can
dialer.
Do the LCM too.
Tap to select. Tap and hold to long press. Custom actions. Remove. Uninstall. Move item.
Let's try the LCM too. Okay, we've done using the long press.
Alert local context menu. Showing navigation settings. Custom actions. Alert
custom
cancel.
Actions.
Showing items. Remove. Uninstall. Move item.
Move item.
Home screen 1 of 2.
Okay.
DW dialer.
Now I'm going to touch around my favorites area near the bottom, just above the home key area.
Create folder with Cortana Mic. Create folder with.
Those are on my dock.
Move to favorites position 1.
There we go.
Tap to select. Item moved. Home screen 1 of 2.
There we go. So now at my dock or favorites bar, I have
DW dialer.
There.
Phone. Apps. Cortana Mic. Camera.
There we go. Now that is using the Google Now LCM and just
home
long pressing and moving. Now let's go to
home screen 2 of 2.
The App Store.
Apps. Apps. Audio field. Showing items 2 to 26 of 188.
Now here we are in my apps folder or App Store.
Access note. Amazon Kindle. AnyMode Smart Remote.
Let's see, I want
to
move
tap
this
hold
one.
To long press.
The only thing, however, is that doing an LCM within the apps drawer doesn't produce some of the items that we found when we do an LCM on an icon on a home screen. You watch. I'm going to do an LCM for this one. Watch what happens.
Alert local context menu. Show character. Local context
all
menu.
We have is
default.
Default.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Lines.
Lines.
Tapped as paragraphs. Lines. Paragraphs.
Paragraphs.
Pages.
Pages. And that's it. We don't have navigation settings, nor do we have custom actions.
Apps. AnyMode Smart.
The only way I'm going to be able to move it is by long pressing. So I'm going to long press on any remote.
Amazing Audio MP3 Recorder, Alto.
What?
Android Pay. AnyMode Smart Remote.
AnyMode, there
tap
we go.
Tap to select. Tap and hold to
long
press.
Press. And what?
Long press. Home screen 2 of 2. Move to row 4, column 2.
What?
Move to row 4, column 3. Move to row 4, column 4. Create folder with Cortana.
There.
Create folder with Brinkiversia. Create folder with Access Note. Create folder with AnyMode Smart Remote. Create folder with Wagon Music. Create folder with Tesla Unread. Create folder with Zool's Viewer. Create folder with Today Calendar. Create folder with Vox Docs. Create folder with Nova Launcher. Create folder with Greenify. Create folder with Cheap Flights.
How about we let it create a folder with Cheap Flights, shall we?
Home screen 2 of 2. Home screen 2 of 2. Home screen folder.
So it created a folder with Cheap Flights. Now, I'm going to get it out of there.
Folder. Folder opened, 2x1.
Let's find AnyMode.
AnyMode Smart Remote.
Long press on it.
Long pressed AnyMode Smart Remote.
I'm just going to remove it, so I'm going to go up. What?
Move to row 1, column 2. Remove.
Remove. Let go. It is.
Item removed. Home screen 2 of 2.
It says item removed. It is removed from my home screen. Well, there you have it with the Google Now Launcher. And I hope this helps demystify some of the misunderstandings of the Google Now Launcher, my very favorite launcher. All right, folks, I hope this helps. And if you have any questions, concerns, or unaware of some certain things or certain things were not clear to you, whatever the case may be, you know where to find us. You could find us there on inclusiveandroid.com, or you could find us right there on IS-free Google Forum. Just post a message and we'll be right there to answer your questions. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Warren Carr. God bless everybody.